The Return of the Age of Warriors by Grendel. Foolish men do utter foolish tales. For that men may be rendered fools, they must first be penned and kept, as beasts are kept, within a cage. This world was wrought by us, and by our labor was it made more just. Our charge was ever thus: to smite the dragons, not to heap before them coin, not to yield our reason unto them, nor to lay our wisdom upon their altars, not to suffer them to blot the names of women, nor to abase our daughters into servitude, not to co-sign into flame that which once summoned us forward, the beauty, the love, the calling of the soul. The dragon is but a mimic, a counterfeit trial. It cometh first to harden and to stretch, then to quench, corrupt, and befoul, until men of their own consent do encircle themselves with emblems of torment, with tales that teach men to serve. Grendel was a philosopher. He held small men of simple pleasures in contempt. He despised the dragons, for they had fashioned men thus diminished. His mother was a teacher, a guide, a light unto others. Beowulf was no fable. I have known him. He was no more than a king, a just man who desired only to live rightly. What thou now knowest is but a patchwork of many tales, sewn together by enfeebled men, scarce intelligible even to themselves. The dragon issued from the south, bent upon conquest and upon revision of our very being. They feared women, and therefore burned and slew them. They laid waste to philosophers, for such men possessed the power to move the world. I may instruct thee in reading of the myths, for truth was cloaked therein, that it might endure. Thou must rebuild them, using men as they truly were. And thou must unfasten them, undoing the stitches by which they were bound. Grendel's mother was stripped of her name, and Grendel, who loathed a small man, was slain. In her vengeance, she too was undone. Thus was Grendel proved correct. The weak, the meek, the small, invited the dragons. The dragons purged the land for conquest by means of fire. With the dragons possessed and man did not, was time unmeasured, centuries wherein they might endure. They would return again and again, ever burning. Eowulf was not his true name. It was bestowed to see him spent and extinguished. That a phantom hero, governed by the dragons, made appear to better men, whilst the dragons seized all. What now remains is near to nothing. We are a people subdued. All has been lost, save tatters and remnants. Yet there is a way. A desperate way. It is to follow the fire. To trace what was taken and consumed. And restore it. To return unto Grendel's mother her name. And perchance, man may yet grow great again. Year's end may once more become a season of telling, and burdened by dragons that drain us of our vigor. A good time, wherein only fools venture needlessly into the cold, whilst the wise take measure of their strength by who may linger longest. And repose. Time when we speak again of our journeys, wanderings of what was lost and found, of the old made new, and of the dragons we have slain, without fear of flame from those we hold most dear. A time when small men remember that they are not yet finished growing. Where philosophers keep their names, and stories are not rewritten. But where all may return home in winter, according to the breath